This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was back on the show on April the 6th of 2018. We're talking no other than Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO, and they're trading a little bit north of $3 a share. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, recently you guys put out a press release, I think on the 3rd, and basically you got a new contract using the technology that you guys bought back in 2017 from Borrowfold, Inc. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
I sure can. We did. We purchased all of the assets of Borrowfold Incorporated back on December 12th of 2017. To be very straightforward with you, Everett, we, in our wildest dreams, didn't think we'd be getting a contract this early. We haven't even started to market. We've just finished setting up the lab and setting up the protocols and the application. So we're excited that we were found. A very large multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical company found us and said, we know that you bought all of the IP, the intellectual property of Borrowfold, and we have a client that could use some of what you have in your platform. Would you be willing to talk to us about a contract? We said yes. So not only did we get this contract, but we also have two other groups that have come since then, just in the past 10 days or so. So we've had three groups come to us about services that we can provide using the intellectual property that we picked up in December. I thought this might happen before the end of the year. In my wildest dreams, I didn't think it would happen as early as May. It's only been 4.5 months, but we're tickled pink. We're very excited about it because we have technology that basically it's based on pressure. You know, our whole company is based on pressure.
Absolutely.
As you know, the main thrust of the company is to build instruments and consumables that we sell to. We've got about 300 of them now throughout the world. They're used primarily by protein scientists to extract proteins from cells, whether it's human, animal, plant, or microbial, cancer, heart disease, pestilence, viruses, doesn't matter. If they're looking for proteins, in particular, they can use our system using pressure, like squeezing a sponge. Our system squeezes cells until they break. And the business is growing. As you know, we have 8 quarters in a row that have sales have exceeded the previous year's same quarter. So we're on a roll, a bit of a roll there. This is a little bit different. It deals with pressure, and that's the focus with all of our services and products. They deal with pressure. The difference here is that this is really meant to work with the biomanufacturer, the biopharmaceutical manufacturers who are actually making drugs, making therapeutic drugs, Everett. You and I have spoken before, and I know you know that nowadays there's about 10% of all drugs are actually made out of proteins, and many, many drugs are now biologic. Used to be all chemical. We used to be throwing a lot of chemicals in our body. Now they're biological drugs, and about 10% are from actual proteins. These proteins are made in the lab. The biopharmaceutical company makes the protein in the lab. And when they make the protein for a specific therapeutic purpose, there's as many as 5,000 different process steps that they have to go through to make that protein. And things can go wrong at any time in that cascade. And one of the things that seems to happen a lot to the protein drugs is that two things happen. One is that they form aggregates. The proteins kind of stick together. And the other is that they're what we call misfolded. Proteins are like, think of a ball of yarn with multiple colors. A protein is a mass that has a bunch of what we call peptides that just kind of fold over each other. And if a peptide is not exactly where it's supposed to be, that protein may not have the function it's supposed to have, or in fact, it may even cause harm. So what do we do? You know, when if 10% of drugs coming out in the market are protein-based, And if proteins are made in the lab through multiple processes, as I said, as many as 5,000, and if one of the problems or two of the problems that happen a lot are that the protein either sticks, aggregates, or misfolds, and therefore doesn't have the effect it's supposed to have, or maybe even has a bad effect, what do you do about it? Well, the industry's come up with a number of methods using temperature and dialysis and chemicals and many other things to try to help it. But these all require you to do it and then to take things out. Once you put chemicals in, you got to take them out. Pressure is this amazing force that what we found over the last few years is that if you take these aggregated proteins or you take these misfolded proteins, you put them under pressure, the pressure can actually unfold and refold the protein, and in many cases, Everett, the protein is now back to where it should have been in the beginning. It's active. It's not going to cause a problem. It's going to help. And the aggregates disaggregate because of the pressure. So what we purchase from Barrifold are the intellectual property that allows us, the only company in the world, to be able to talk to biopharmaceutical companies making protein drugs and to add to their manufacturing processes the ability to fold and unfold proteins and to disaggregate proteins and maybe make a protein drug far better, more higher quality, or maybe even make it so that it can actually be released when before it may not have been able to.
My guest today is Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Hey, Rick, recently you guys released your 2017 fourth quarters. I think you guys did a tad bit over 500,000, which is about 13% higher than 2017. Can you tell us, and my listeners and myself, where are we going with the revenues, and how do you see 2018 shaping up?
We see 2018 shaping up well. I think that one of the things that's very important is that 2017, we started to hire a sales team, but we didn't have the sales team in place as we do now. We now have 3 salespeople in the field, training in the field. We didn't have that through most of 2017. We have a number of new key opinion leaders who have published and presented in the past year talking about the advantages of our technology. We have a new instrument that we developed and started to sell in very late 2016, but pretty much in 2017. And we have new instruments, 3 new instruments that will be coming out, we think, over the course of this year. So we're looking at, you know, going into 2018 now, we got a sales force. We have at least a working knowledge of how good this new instrument is, and we have 3 new instruments that are coming out. We have new key opinion leaders publishing and presenting on some very important different meetings that are coming up, really in May, June, and July. So we're looking at a year that we think will continue. We expect to continue with. We've had 4 consecutive years with increased revenue. We want to make that 5. We expect to make it 5. And we've had 8 consecutive quarters where our product sales have exceeded the previous year's quarter, and we hope to make that continue with that. So we're very excited, and we're very optimistic. And add to that the fact that we have the Barrifold patents that did not add anything to revenue last year. I didn't expect much to add to revenue this year. We paid $150,000 for all of this IP, which is a steal. We believe we're going to get that $150,000 and multiples of that just this year. So we're very excited about 2018.
Pressure Biosciences is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. They trade on the OTCQB, very undervalued at $3.20 or 40 cents. It fluctuates a little bit. Their ticker symbol is PBIO, and you've been listening to Rick Schumacher. Hey, Rick, let me ask you this while I got you on here. Tell us the importance of the contract, and if I'm not wrong, you guys also signed another 2-year contract with ISIS High Pressure or something like that.
Well, the importance of this contract with the Barrifold technology is that it's the first of its kind for us, and we're going to be able to use this when we start to market. So we're not even marketing this, and we already have this contract, which we're already working on it. We think it'll take a couple of months to finish. We think there'll be a second phase. There's a good chance there's a second phase to this. And then we have 2 other groups that have come to us that we're working with now that could also bring us contracts. So this could be revenue that that we did not see last year, revenue from the BaroFold purchase. ISS is this really nifty company in south of Chicago, down in Urbana, Illinois. This is a company that's been around for a number of years, I think about 30 years. They're well-respected in the field, in the biomedical field. They make and sell what are called spectrophotometers, and there's all kinds of spectrophotometers, and they make and sell a number of them. And they've been making one, that's been selling with what we call a pressure optical cell. So they're allowing the analysis to happen inside of a cell under pressure. They're not a pressure company, we are. We're not a spectrophotometer company, they are. So we've known each other for a few years, so we've gotten together and said, why don't we make, put them two and two together. We've got the ability to get you better pressure, faster pressure, more controllable pressure with your pressure cell. You've got the ability to read it through through your spectrophotometers. Why don't we get together? And they said, absolutely. So we did. We announced a two-year deal where we are going to be cross-selling each other's equipment and using the best of what each company has to make 1 + 1 = 3.
Rich, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, I think the one thing, you've said it, company is, in your words, very undervalued. We believe it's undervalued. We believe that we've added a tremendous amount of value. When you look at the BaroFold purchase and what it's meaning to us, when you look at our increasing sales, if you look at something which we've talked about before called UltraShear technology and the two new patents, all of this has happened in the last 12 months, and yet our stock is about a third of where it was 12 months ago. We blame a lot of that on the failure of us to move up to NASDAQ. We hired a bank, and the bank was not able to do their job and get us the money and the funds we needed to move us up to NASDAQ. And so we've taken a hit from the market. The company itself is doing well. We think the company will do even better. So I'd ask your listeners to take the time, do their diligence, and take a look. Here's a company that is actually far better this year than it was last year, and yet the stock is selling at about a third of where it was a year ago.
The market cap's at $4.6 million. They did $2.2 million in 2017, so you take a look at it. I always listen to my listeners saying, well, why don't we have a stock over a dollar? Well, here's your chance to get into a stock that is over a dollar, and like I said, it's undervalued. Rick, thank you very much for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 30 or 40 days and give us all an update.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.